This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Music to my ears and to Jay's as well. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the ever-loving Monday, August the 15th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with some inspiration for you, Jay. The thought of a good friend and what a good friend means to all of us. Isn't your best friend a connection to your life, person intertwined into your life? And if they've been good friends through your, let's say you have a friend, I have a friend from college. He's been my friend since then. And so we have all of these past experiences. And yet we love to talk about what we are doing now. And we share our thoughts and wishes and dreams and hopes for the future. Perhaps that's a way to think about and maybe inspire yourself and inspire your friends. Find your good friends. Who are your good friends? And then, you know.
And hold on to them.
Exactly. Hold
on
to
them. It's a relationship just like any other. It needs to be nurtured.
Yep. Absolutely. It has to be. All right. It's primary day tomorrow in a number of states. Liz Cheney is up. Her chances of being beaten by, what is this guy named? Hageman? Is that how you pronounce his name? Hageman?
Yeah. A female.
Harriet. It's a lady, that's it, too.
Yeah, and it is the as far as the polls are concerned, it's not looking good.
Yeah. Well, what is there about, isn't it funny how, you know, you look at these, the relationship that comes from her, that is, in this case, Liz Cheney, but whoever it is for speaking your mind, and you get punished for it. I suppose that's the human condition. But out in Wyoming, where her family name got her elected in the first place. Her father was a congressman for a long time, ran three or four different divisions or departments in the United States federal government, was vice president for a while. And so here we go. She is very much a conservative. She voted with Trump on 90% of the stuff that was up for being, and yet she's, because
she was largely aligned with him.
Exactly. But she drew his wrath after she joined the other Republicans who voted to impeach him. He needed, you know, that was something that needed to be done. He needed to have his shorts pulled up a little tighter. And so anyway, Trump went out there to work.
One of the things where the Republicans versus Democrats kind of situation where the one side is saying, well, no, it was completely the other side, when, no, there were actually members of both parties that were a part of this.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on. There are a number of different, I think there's five primaries tomorrow. I noticed that the amount of money, remember,
that's a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one. The amount of money being spent, I made mention of the fact that so far in the primaries, $2.1 billion has been spent to get people elected to Congress.
I wonder what that money could have been used for elsewhere.
What good could have been.
Let's think.
It's good for the radio business and the TV business because all the advertising money, and I guess it's good to help sustain social media if you think that's worth sustaining. I certainly think radio is worth sustaining, but and I don't really give a darn about the social media stuff. But here's something that, why this is in my mind at the moment, but I thought about it off and on. It was on my tractor yesterday on the farm. There was a bit of chatter about cars that well-known people drive. Now, what would you expect? Who would drive a Rolls Royce, for example? Who would drive an upscale, whatever?
Aston Martins are everywhere.
Yeah, right. So Zuckerberg drives a little Honda Accord. And I thought to myself, I don't even need, those things are like little matchboxes. How does he even fit into it? But is he making a statement by driving that when he could be chauffeur driven? whatever. I remember Ted Turner used to drive a Ford, Falcon or something like that, a Taurus. No, he had a Taurus. When he could, he was the founder of CNN. He was worth $500 million, and he could drive anything. So what does it say about people when they buy a certain kind of a car? What do you expect from people driving? Like, no bones about what I like to drive in terms of my truck and my car. And I don't remember even whether you told me once that you were driving. I don't even know what you drive, Jay.
No.
No. It's a secret.
It's a Fiat. No, it's not. But no, it is one of those things where it's also the type of car. There's a stereotype of whether or not you're a good driver just based on that type of car. And how many times have we seen somebody with a huge truck, pickup truck, that can't pull in properly? And it's like, if you can't drive a car that big, don't drive it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, other things happening around the world. Heavy rainfall in Las Vegas. Look at the mess from this weekend. Woo! Pouring rain. 2 weeks of it. A lot of people have died, interestingly enough. Two people died over the weekend. The water goes into the casinos. It's flooding the parking garages. So if you're on the ground floor, you could get electrocuted at some of these places. Yeah.
And there was somebody that was rescued by firefighters, and then there was a bunch of debris, and they were doing the cleanup of the debris, and they found a body underneath of it.
Wow.
It really is awful. Nobody's prepared for this. And this is, what, the second time in a matter of weeks?
Yeah. Well, there are conflicting things in the weather forecast for where I am. We have a severe drought in New England. My farm, everything, the pastures, nothing's growing. Nothing. So I'm having to chop feed for the cows. I was out until 9 something last night getting feed for the cows to make sure that they're okay. Got to keep them healthy. But this rain thing, this week, one forecaster says, yeah, we're going to have a lot of rain. The other says, nah, we're not having any, so you don't know how to prepare. But I will tell you, as far as Las Vegas is concerned, this is a monsoon. And maybe it'll be good because it'll help fill up the Great Lake Mead. So I won't find any more bodies floating around in the lake. 30 people injured when two roller coaster trains crashed at Legoland in Germany. Did you see this? The Legoland theme park.
So scary.
Crazy.
One was already stopped at that home base area, and the one coming in, something happened. The brakes didn't kick in, and it just went right into the parked one.
Are they run by human beings, or are they like a lot of these trains that you have at airports and sometimes amusement parks that are automated?
It's automated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the two.
Uh-huh. Well. Anyway, dangerous stuff. One person is dead, dozens injured in Spain. The festival of music, the Medusa Festival, apparently the stage collapsed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of a sudden this crazy wind kicked in and the stage collapsed. One person hit by parts of the stage as it fell was killed, and then the rest were injured. Some people went to the hospital and then promptly discharged. Some people are still in the hospital. Some people were treated on the scene, but this is a 6-day festival. I believe they were on day 4, maybe?
Yeah.
And they were like, we have to cancel. They cleared out the campgrounds and everything.
They should. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do that. Yeah.
Safety first.
All right, so crazy stuff. Brittany Griner has appealed her prison sentence, like they're going to listen to her in Russia. What? She's got 9 years, remember? She's going to be in the slammer for 9 years, unless there's some swap that is arranged. But the Russian state news agency, which is the only one that still is in existence, thank you very much, has reported that she and her lawyer, don't you wonder, does she have a Russian lawyer?
Or I was saying that same thing, yeah. Or if there's somebody from the States, because I wouldn't think that somebody from the States can practice over there. So,
no.
Unless they are already over there.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about the shooting at Six Flags, or do we need to talk anymore about any shootings? That's enough.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah, okay. We've had enough of that stuff. All right, 16 past the hour. I want you to, and we're sending one of these Eden Pure Thunderstorm the air cleaner to you, Jay, so you can enjoy and have that purified air. the home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold, mildew. I know that you know that you don't like the odors sometimes after you've cooked a lot of stuff for dinner and you have all that, just that hanging, that odor just kind of hanging there. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. Destroy them. Don't you love that? The other, the rain commercials, kill Russia. Them dead. Right. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. Called the thunderstorm for a reason, purifies the air. Just like after a good storm, the air feels preciously fresh and pure. And so now you can have this in your home. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. You get 3 units, 1, 2, 3, for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. They don't work any near, just not as well at all. This is a great concept. So put one of them, well, put 3 of them in your house, in your basement, your bedroom, in your family room, wherever you need clean air. Special offer right now, using the DUG3 code, you get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPure, all one word, deals.com. Discount code DUG3. Shipping is free.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, N72, in-store only.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? This kid. Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We'll be right back.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Many of you have created farmers markets either on your farm or in the community, but the public has become aware of and is frankly using the farmers markets quite intelligently. So now there's a group called the National Farmers Market Coalition, and they have announced for the first time the celebration of Farmers Market Week, August 7th to the 13th.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Doug's Dirt, a little bit of celebrity gossip, some of the things that are trending on social media. You may care about this. I don't, but I'll give you the info, and then you can do with it what you want. Yeah, I just never have been a fan of Kenan Thompson. I don't care whether he's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame or not. He's been there on SNL for quite a long time, though, I think, right? Do you think he's funny?
I was a fan of him back when he was on All of That and Everything, and then the Kenan and Kel show. But I feel like if you don't want to talk about it, we can move on to something else, because that was the news. He got a star. No, but that was the news. He got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We don't really have to spend much more time on it.
Okay, so let's talk about Robin Williams, bona fide star. His children are honoring. He's been dead for 8 years. My God.
Doesn't it? It does not feel like it's 8 years.
Wow. Let's talk about that after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, so Robin Williams dead 8 years. His two children, Zelda and Zach, are doing what to honor their late father?
They posted for him. And Zelda also talked about the suicide prevention resources and gave information like the phone numbers, the text numbers, the websites, and also added that when people are going through something like this, be kind. Remember to be kind. She had posted about when Bob Saget died, about while you're acknowledging how much you loved him and while you feel like you lost your TV dad as well, remember that real people lost somebody they loved, and try not to follow clickbait about all of these different articles that are being posted. Don't flood the family's social media with direct messages or all these comments that you're thinking of them.
People are so crude and cruel.
It was nice, but then, and then also his son Zach talks about how much he misses his father and how he always made him laugh.
He was a, I was wondering about that. What do you suppose it was like being a child of somebody like Robin Williams? Any person who's famous, Clint Eastwood's children. What is it like being with Clint Eastwood being?
Especially Robin Williams. I envision it's a lot like the beginning of Mrs. Doubtfire, where he's having an indoor petting zoo for his child's birthday. I feel like that was probably actually him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Doing his thing, you mean? Yeah. Well, anyway, it's nice to know that they're paying attention to it. And we ought to, and the underscoring of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest-paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discovering.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department stumbled on Monday, now claiming the affidavit supporting the search warrant for President Trump's home, the probable cause portion of the search warrant, shall remain a secret and away from the public. Workers at Amazon San Bernardino, California Air Hub walked off the job Monday in protest for better wages and working conditions. More than 150 people participated in the walkout. The Trump Organization's finance chief is expected to plead guilty Thursday on tax fraud charges. Alan Weisselberg is expected to carry a sentence of 5 months in jail. It's primary day in Alaska and Wyoming. The big race for Wyoming's only congressional seat is between Liz Cheney and Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman.
I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming.
Representative Cheney was first elected in 2017. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The ship Brave Commander has departed a Ukrainian port carrying the first cargo of humanitarian food aid bound for Africa from Ukraine since Russia's invasion. Author Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses topped Amazon's bestseller list on Tuesday, days after he sustained serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. An ammunition dump exploded in northern Crimea, Russia's TASS agency reported Tuesday. Russia's defense ministry said no serious injuries had occurred. Republican congressional candidate Harriet Hageman is not only running against Representative Liz Cheney in Wyoming, but she says she's also running for the people of Wyoming in today's primary elections in the Cowboy State.
Well, I think it's some of both. There's no question whatsoever. As I've traveled around the state of Wyoming, I've made very clear that I'm not just running against Liz Cheney. I am running for the state of Wyoming. I have a platform that resonates with the voters of Wyoming. I talk a lot about our energy industry, protecting our farmers and ranchers, our small businesses, our families. I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming, Wyoming industries, and I'm pretty well known. So I think it's probably some of both, but this isn't just about voting against Liz Cheney. The reality is if and when I win tomorrow, Wyoming will finally have a representative that is from Wyoming, understands Wyoming, has been fighting for Wyoming, and will continue to fight for Wyoming and our industries.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
There's a study that suggests spiders can dream. I knew you'd be thrilled.
Why did we need to know that?
What do you mean? This is an important part of living the creatures that are all around us. Don't you want to know about the creatures?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't prove it by me. So. Hello, welcome to Organized Chaos. Yes, here we are. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I with some good news about your aspirin. Do you take aspirin? If you do, it's good. If you don't, maybe you should consider aspirin use. I take a baby aspirin every night before I go to bed. Do you?
I used to, and for some reason I got out of the habit, and I definitely need to get back into it, especially after seeing this story where it's linked to a lower risk of ovarian cancer in women most likely to develop the disease, meaning anybody who has a family history of this.
Mm-hmm. So something to keep in mind. There are some who say that it leads to other things, but I've always found the expert advice I've gotten and what I feel comfortable with. That's what we do. We listen to people, and then you find your comfort zone. What do you want to do? How does it impact you? Do you really trust the people who are giving you the info? If you do, then go for it. Pretty simple, straightforward, down to earth. All right. We haven't really talked much about Salman Rushdie because he kind of fits into the same category as if you were listening to us talk in the last few minutes about what's his face from SNL.
The celebrity gossip stuff. Maybe it's overplayed, unless it really adds something.
Right.
You have asked the question in the past, Doug, of why do we need to know this? And I don't disagree with you a lot of times. So
I don't really care.
Why do we need to know certain things?
And maybe that, although this isn't just about me, it's about you, it's about what people think, and they tell us by responses. You can respond to us, obviously, online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. And now, you'll be able to use the Doug line, which is 855-999-3684, 855-999-DOUG, to express yourself as well. So you may be used to sending things in on a flat screen, but if you have something you feel strongly about, let's hear your voice, and we'll mix your voice responses or things that you think are important into our conversation on the air. The reason I bring this up now is because I don't know that I really care much about Salman Rushdie. There was a big deal made about him. Remember?
Just as he was getting on stage, and then he was stabbed, and he was taken off of the respirator, and it looks like he's going to make a recovery. But he's a best-selling author and attacked right there at his event.
But the reason that I put the question mark after the story is because I wonder how many people, the people in Islam who don't like him because he's a blasphemer, you know, the reason that he is in front of us conversationally is because of the publication in 1988 of these satanic verses. So it's taken the people this long. How many years is that? That's 34 years to write this guy. The hardcore right wing of Islam thinks he's a blasphemer because he treated the Prophet Muhammad with a bit of a satirical point of view. So these people who are the extraordinarily right wing group of Islamic worshippers, there's a fatwa that was issued against him in 1989 by the supreme leader in Iran, calling for death. Death to Rushdie. And so, okay, they didn't get very far with that. The fatwa didn't work, although it helped the selling of the book. The book sold like three times as many copies as it had before the fatwa was. Maybe these two are in cahoots. How do you know? Maybe the Ayatollah or whatever this guy's name is was a cousin of Salman Rushdie, and they split the. How do you know? They could have. You know, that's my cynical mind working. That's why I don't really give a damn about Salman Rushdie, because I think he's a promoter. And the fact that he's still alive 34 years after the fatwa was issued tells me something. They didn't really want to get rid of him, or if they did, I mean, he's been in England and been pretty public, and, you know, he's been around the world speaking, so you want to really get rid of this guy? You can get rid of him. I don't think they want it. It's like Putin. Putin's good for business, right? Scare everybody.
A lot of people think that, yep.
Yeah, right. So let's leave. We're not going to pop him off. We're going to let him do his thing. Whose job? And then they argue, people argue about, well, whose job is it anyway to knock him off? Is it the Americans? Is it the Europeans? Is it the Russians themselves? Whose job is it to knock him off? Speaking of whose job, interesting poll released today, Jay. 35% of U.S. adults say that they're concerned about the impact of climate change, but they don't know who's in charge. Whose job is it to curb the impact of climate change? Is it yours individually? Put solar on your house, buy an electric car, whatever. Or is it the government's job? Is it industry's job? Whose job is it? We're throwing a lot of money at it, but what is the money actually going to do? That's part of this bill that's been passed by the House. The president probably signed it today, and bingo, we're off and running. Great tax advantages for people. If you live in California and you buy an electric car, $10,000 right off your tax return if you make under $300,000. How about that? Not a bad deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the typical California way of, you know, overdoing it. But at any rate, why not take advantage of it if you can? But there'll be a lot of things that, with the signing of this bill, will change when it comes to solar and incentivizing what has become, for me, a religion. It's a cult. It's like being Republican or Democrat or Christian or Jew or whatever. I just think that there's just another group of people. Do I hold with all the things that they say, whoever they are? No, I don't. I think there's a problem. I'm looking at it out my window right now. My grass is brown. My pastures are dry. There's nothing growing. And that's because we haven't had any rain in my neck of the woods for almost a month. Maybe have some this week. Is that because we're burning fossil fuel? Fossil fuel isn't helping any. But if you look at the history, and I think I probably am beating a dead horse here, Jay. Tell me to stop, because I have the same message.
Because do humans, I know humans have a lot of power when it comes to the environment, but do we really have that much?
No. The answer is no, we really don't.
When everything's been pretty cyclical over the billions of years.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, who do you believe? Where's that Babbel commercial that we need to hear? Speaking of commercials, how'd you like to make money doing what you love doing? This, listen up, this is something that you, if you've been thinking about doing this, consider the story of Jack London, one of the highest paid writers of all time. Call of the Wild, remember that book and the movie Harrison Ford was in?
Mm.
It was a great movie. So this person, the story is Jack grows up in a rough neighborhood, poor, uneducated. The same story as basically Jack London had. The notion that he was uneducated, dirt poor, a dropout. Now, look at what he's done. He's published, and he's made a lot of money. The rest of the story, movies and all that stuff. Now Jack London, when you look at a list of the richest authors of all time, he's right there in the top 10. So if you'd like to discover Jack's secret that allows any one of you, any income background, education or whatever it is, to make money doing what you love, then why don't you do it? Right? Do it. Go now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. Now the secret's out, and it won't cost you any money to get it. Get the information on how Jack did what you can do as well. Just a click away, and as I said, it's free. Go to discoveringjack.com, discoveringjack.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
New message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, all Also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
45 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I. The Salman Rushdie thing, the postscript to the conversation is that J.K. Rowling is now threatened with death because the same people that want to kill Salman Rushdie want to kill her because she supports him. So there you go, folks. There's you think the world
so
isn't crazy?
With the guilty by association mentality.
Yeah, that's craziness. An enormous underground city. Speaking of crazy, listen to this. You haven't heard this story? Big city underground discovered in Turkey, created by persecuted Jews and Christians during the Roman Empire. 74 acres was inhabited in the first century, home and synagogue for 70,000 people. This is crazy.
Yeah, it was an entire city underground.
Yeah, that's why archaeology is so fascinating, and there's still things, there's so much to uncover. Workers found what appeared to be a small cave when they were doing some restoration work on homes. So this is the southeast part of Turkey. There's a lot of stuff in this area. It's like a big museum, stone structures and stuff. So the survey found that it wasn't a cave, but a series of galleries and silos and chambers, the area of worship we were talking about. They've only excavated 5% of the total area. But imagine what they found. If they found all of this in 5%, what else they're going to find? In the silos, they had grain, olive oil, wine, that sort of thing. This looks like a very interesting, good movie here somewhere, right? The vaulted stone ceiling in one of the chambers found the Star of David engraved into the wall. And this goes back, how far back to the first century?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know somebody is already in the works to buy the rights to a feature film with this.
Of course. Yep. All right, here's another cool one. The dream of a new and ambitious mode of transportation becoming a reality in Switzerland. Planning stages commencing to build an automated tunnel network that would ship cargo on pods underground in this rail system. Cargo sous terrain and underground cargo begin this 46-mile stretch between Zurich and some of the other major logistical hubs in Switzerland.
That sounds pretty like a really neat idea. Get some of the trucks off the road and they're just underground. They have their quick routes.
Yep. Yeah. The folks are traveling around the world a little bit here. In Norway, they euthanized. You see the picture of this walrus?
Oh, this makes me so mad.
I know it. Yeah.
Because people can't follow rules, an animal had to die.
Yeah. It's not the animal's fault. He's stupid people. She'd been spending time in a fjord on the southeast coast, unafraid of humans. Most walruses are not worried, they're afraid of humans.
They'll kind of just keep their distance or go back into the water. But her name's Freya, and she would just keep sunbathing and was typically fine with them until the humans started getting too close to her and trying to swim with her and taking selfies with her. And the authorities would post signs of "Leave Freya alone." They couldn't listen, so now Freya's dead.
Disgusting. I wouldn't do that. I'm on the farm. People remember the story about the rooster chasing this woman around?
Uh-huh.
It turned out she had been taunting the rooster with food. And the rooster wasn't getting the food. She was teasing the rooster. So they wanted me to get rid of the rooster.
It's awful.
I sent the rooster somewhere else, but come on. Use your head. 50 minutes after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You'll find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does.
Aha! Here's a familiar a title and song. So, Chucker, what are we celebrating here?
Today in movie history, Doug, August 14th, 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered at the infamous Grumman Chinese Theater in Hollywood. I can only imagine how big that premiere was. That movie, obviously, one of the greatest films ever produced. And I use the word timeless because when you watch that film, you don't really think of a time period. You don't think of the year 1939. It just fits in any time period. And I'll tell you another story. On my ice cream parlor, I always play movies every day for the people who come in. So right. I play Jaws a lot because it's summer. And I always tell people when they watch, because every time I put Jaws on, like, people are hypnotized to the giant screen because it's such a great film. But the one quality that movie has, like Wizard of Oz, is it's timeless. You don't look at Jaws when you're watching a film and say, oh, that's 1975. Because it just feels like it could have been shot yesterday. And there's handfuls, there's a lot of films like that, not a lot of films like that, and it's okay. You know, if you identify time period and watching a movie, that's all good too. But the ones that are timeless are always the best classics, in my opinion. And Wizard of Oz and Jaws fit that bill very well.
Yeah. All right. That's a good lesson. Yeah. Alec Baldwin has been all over the place this weekend.
Yes.
Not because he said something, but because somebody else said something about the gun that fired and killed Halnya Hutchins. He said he didn't fire it, but apparently they did. The FBI checked it out and said it couldn't have fired unless he pulled the trigger. So what's this going to start?
So what does that mean, in your opinion? So what? Well, okay, right. Okay, here's what I. This is my opinion. Jail is for people who were dangerous to society, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened on the set, you can't get it back. I mean, obviously it's horrible. A bullet was fired out of a gun. How did the bullet get in the gun? That's really the question. But to think, and again, I'm not defending Alec Baldwin as a person. I don't know him. But to think that he woke up that morning and he said, I want to shoot the director that coordinator and kill her is absurd. So whatever happened at the end of the day was an accident. That's what civil suits are for.
But that's the difference between murder and manslaughter.
Right. It's not what jail cells are for. I mean, people who say, oh, go put them in jail. Unfortunately, we live in a culture where all social media wants to put everybody in jail. But and that's just the story for a different day. But and it's a tragic thing. But I just can't for the life of me believe that, you know, he had any idea that would happen. And however it happened, it happened. And you can't get it back. And, you know, ultimately, the only way a family is going to be fill any sort of a void is monetarily. What else can you do?
Well, and the story should be used to make other sets a lot safer when there are weapons involved.
That was not a big studio project. They obviously were cutting corners. But again, I mean, I would be curious, how in the world did a live bullet get in that gun?
That's a good question. How do we do with the box office over the weekend, Chucker?
It's slowing down a little because now we're in August, but Bullet Train with Brad Pitt, number one movie for the second straight weekend, 13.4, a 54% drop-off week to week, decent hold, $54 million in 10 days. DC's League of Super Pets, 7.1, came in second, $58 million in 2 weeks. Top Gun, here's the story again, Top Gun Maverick, actually up 1.6% week to week, $7.1 million, $673 million in 12 weeks. That is the story of the summer season. Thor plays fourth, and Jordan Peele's Nope, which has crossed $100 million, round out the top five.
Yeah. All right. Blue Crush, the screenwriter review. This is 20 years ago that this came out. What did you think about that movie when it first came out?
I like that movie. I like that. I thought it was a very entertaining movie. I liked it.
It was about, wasn't it supposed to be the girl's side of that other movie that Patrick Swayze was in?
It didn't have the crime element to it, but it was a surfing film, and I did like it.
And all it needed was the Beach Boys. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's letting out. Come on in. Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's that story. Chuck Curry is here every day at this
Thank
time
you,
to go through. You're welcome. Thank you for being here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's now 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.